This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Some new details about that deadly vehicle ramming attack in New Orleans. The FBI says it's looking closely at trips taken by suspect Shamsuddin Jabbar and a video diary recorded by the Army veteran in the hours before the attack. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest.
Investigators revealing Jabbar traveled to New Orleans twice in the months before the attack. He also traveled to Egypt and Ontario, Canada in 2023. Authorities now investigating whether those trips could be related to his radicalization. Sources telling ABC News Jabbar recorded several videos while en route to Louisiana in which he claimed he joined ISIS and told his family he also contemplated harming them, saying, "I don't want you to think I spared you willingly."
Earlier today, President Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act, designed to provide more funds to about 2.5 million firefighters, police officers, teachers, and other public employees. This is ABC News. Drivers in New York City are facing a new toll, the first of its kind in the country. Today marks the first day of congestion pricing initiatives, meaning anyone driving into particularly busy parts of Manhattan will have to pay to do so. ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Opponents say the plan will do little to reduce traffic, all while punishing drivers from outside Manhattan.
You just got charged $9. How do you feel?
Oh my God, just another one to add to the bills.
Other cities like Washington and San Francisco have looked into the plan, and cities overseas already on board. London, Milan, Stockholm already have similar plans in place. Singapore has charged drivers since the mid-70s.
Proponents of the law have argued that it raises money for public transit and leads to less congestion. One person is dead and one person is injured after an avalanche near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. The victim was part of a group of skiers. Search and rescue reportedly took almost 4 hours due to inclement weather. Mike Dubusky, ABC.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's been a hard year for everyone. It seems like forever since you came around. There's nothing but ice and snow on the ground. Dreaming, I am dreaming.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Promises.
two in a row. It's our double dip celebration that we do at the top of every hour of Max Inc. Radio. Big, Big Furnace is reunited, and man, does it feel so good to have them back together. Their first show of 2025 is at Coral Lanes on March 14th. This hour's warmth by Big Furnaces and also links to the local stuff is powered by Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, Madison's East Side, and also downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza or call them at 608-467-3017. Distant Cousins and Warm Sugar is next in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
About me.
That was Youth City on Max Inc. Radio. Just saw on the old Facebooky thingy that Gabe and Eric Chellin from the Mascot Theory, well, they're up to something musical. More to come this year for sure. And check it out when it happens right here on Max Inc. Radio. We'll make sure to play it. Blowing Smoke Signals now on Max Inc. Radio from the Mascot Theory. See what I did there, Eric? Smoke signals. You know, connect with us about the new stuff. Huh?
There's a red light cutting through the fog tonight. A short burst of a flashing hazard light. Just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page. All my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no fool.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no fool.
And I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
I'm still seeing ghosts
to tell me if I'm wrong or right. A dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies that we build. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, a blowing smoke, a blowing smoke signal.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke.
At the funeral.
Heavy Looks, Mama Award winners in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. I just caught them doing live stuff on Friday at the Burr Oak. If you missed it, don't panic. We'll keep you updated with all the live stuff that's happening in the after hours. And also, don't forget, if you're planning on going to see a local band that you just love and it's not on our list, share it with us. You can do it with that Civic Media app. Use it today. You can call us, text us, email us, even connect on the social media stuffs all in one place. Speaking of amazing local stuff, here's the Known Unknowns taking us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Here we go!
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are tuned in to Radio for the People, Max Inc. Radio.
Town, Lordy, in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lordy, in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Sell some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
Back from break, and we did it in Ice Dance style. Ice Dance is coming up quickly, and it's the last week in January up in Appleton. More information is, of course, on MaxIncRadio.com. People Brothers Band, Down the Mountain, followed by the Chicken Wire Empire, Church Street Blues. Both bands will be there at Ice Dance. The chilly weather, but red hot sounds that keep you warm, are powered this hour by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We keep this half hour full of bands that you can see at iStance. Next up is Iftikhar and The Slow Glow on Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need, I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me, I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, get your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. But certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right,
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
three artists in a row that promised to pack down the snow and the coldness of the Ice Dance 2025 in Ableton. Later in this month of January, we played Iftikhar, Slow Glow, and then the Valley Fox, Roll on Mary, and wrapped up that block with the Jeremiah Jams Band. The North Coast is going to take us to break in hour number two of this week's After Hour Show, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been worrying as of late. Recently, I've not been feeling that great. For right now, I suck it up. Got some making when I'm feeling this way. Having trouble seeing through this pain. And it seems it won't let up. Seems I cannot shake this sickness. And they're saying that it's all just in my head. You got to get it out. Now it's feeling like my biggest weakness. And I worry, is it all just in my head? And I can't get it out. No, I can't get it out. Something tried and something true. But I'm lost with what to do. After all that we've been through, I'm not fine. We'll make it fast and make it quick. Although I tried, it just won't quit. I know that there's no easy fix this time. But my mind's made up.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. As President Biden gets ready to visit New Orleans in the wake of that deadly truck attack on New Year's Day, authorities there are out with some new details about the explosives found on Bourbon Street, which the FBI believes were put there by the driver of that truck.
According to the FBI, there were many things that could have made this even more disastrous, including the fact that one of those IEDs in a cooler that he placed at an intersection, a bystander unknowingly grabbed that cooler and moved it a block. They also say that this suspect had a remote detonator with him in the truck. They believe he tried to detonate it and failed, they say, because he's unfamiliar with explosives. But they also say it was still possible that they could have gone off and likely would have had the suspect not been killed in the shootout with law enforcement.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from New Orleans. Three-hour epic The Brutalist takes home the award for Best Drama at the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez won the Best Musical or Comedy category. This is ABC News.